Hey everyone, welcome back to another deep dive.
Yeah.
You know, we always like to take on these big topics. And today is no different. We're diving into the world of transhumanism.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to be taking a look at this through the lens of David Livingstone's book, Transhumanism, A History of a Dangerous Idea.
Yeah.
So if you are interested in, you know, kind of the potential of technology to reshape humanity and maybe unlock a future where humans and machines merge.
Right.
You are going to want to buckle up because this might just reveal a dangerous side to this ambition.
Yeah, you know, when I first started reading Livingstone's book, I was struck by the fact that he doesn't just present transhumanism as some kind of, you know, futuristic fantasy.
Right.
He really meticulously unveils this deep history and reveals a story that's far more intricate.
Okay.
And possibly even more unsettling than most people realize.
And it all starts with a connection I never saw coming. Mm-hmm. So tell me about these mystical roots of transhumanism that Livingstone talks about.
Well, the book really dives into how ideas that kind of resonate with transhumanism today can be traced back to ancient traditions like alchemy and hermeticism.
Okay, I have to admit, I'm a bit lost here for those of us who aren't super familiar with those philosophies.
Sure.
Can you just break it down a bit? Like, what do they have to do with transhumanism?
Well, you know, you're right. It does seem like a leap from ancient mystics to robots and AI. But Hermeticism, for instance, it's this tradition that delves into kind of hidden knowledge and the interconnectedness of all things.
Okay.
And it really emphasizes this potential for humans to achieve a higher state of being, even a kind of divinity. Mm-hmm. And that's where the link to transhumanism starts to kind of emerge, you know.
So you're saying both Hermeticism and transhumanism share this ambition for transcendence.
Exactly. They both explore this idea of pushing beyond our perceived limitations.
Okay.
And in fact, Livingstone even highlights this quote from the Asclepius, which is an ancient Hermetic text. That really captures this connection. He quotes the text as saying, "Our ancestors discovered the art of creating gods."
Wow. That's a powerful statement.
It is.
It really makes you think about, you know, the implications of humans striving for godlike powers.
Yeah.
Especially in the age of AI.
Yeah. And that's exactly the point that Livingstone drives home.
Yeah.
He suggests that these mystical traditions, you know, while fascinating, they also carry a cautionary message.
Okay.
You know, for example, they often venerate figures like Lucifer, who in some interpretations represents this rebellion against authority and the pursuit of forbidden knowledge.
So you're saying that transhumanism could be leading us down a potentially dangerous path?
Well, Livingstone certainly raises that question. He argues that in our quest to transcend human limitations, we might be overlooking the potential consequences.
Yeah.
It's like we're so focused on unlocking the potential of AI and other technologies that we might be forgetting the lessons embedded in these ancient stories.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely giving me something to think about. It seems like this pursuit of human enhancement has a history of taking some dark turns.
Absolutely. And Livingstone dives into this as well, connecting these mystical aspirations to movements like social Darwinism and eugenics.
Okay.
Where the idea of improving humanity was used to justify some truly horrific acts.
Yeah, you're talking about the forced sterilization programs and the whole concept of racial superiority that fueled the Nazi regime.
Right. And what's chilling is how Livingstone draws parallels between these dangerous ideologies and the transhumanist desire for enhancement.
Okay.
You know, it makes us question who gets to decide what constitutes better when it comes to human beings.
Right.
Especially when AI starts playing a role in those decisions.
That's a disturbing thought. It's almost as if history is repeating itself.
Right.
But this time, with even more powerful tools at our disposal.
Yeah, Livingstone argues that we can't ignore these historical parallels. He even brings up Nietzsche's concept of the Übermensch.
The Übermensch or Superman?
Yeah.
The idea of individuals achieving their full potential.
Right.
But it's a concept that's open to interpretation.
Yeah, precisely. And Nietzsche himself ended up suffering a mental breakdown, possibly from syphilis.
Right.
And this serves as a cautionary tale about the dangers of pushing human boundaries too far, both physically and mentally.
It seems like every step towards transcendence carries some hidden risk. It's almost like we're walking a tightrope between progress and potential disaster.
And Livingstone's book doesn't shy away from exploring that tightrope walk. In fact, he takes us down a path filled with secret societies and their possible influence on transhumanist ideas.
Wait, secret societies?
Yeah.
You're talking about groups like the Freemasons and the Illuminati?
Yes, but he also delves into the Skull and Bones,
okay,
that infamous secret society at Yale,
right,
with its ties to powerful families like the Bushes and the Rockefellers.
Wow, the plot thickens.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting that these organizations have some hidden agenda when it comes to transhumanism?
Well, Livingston doesn't explicitly state that, but he certainly raises the question.
Okay.
You know, he leaves us pondering the potential influence these groups might have on our technological future.
Right.
Especially with the rapid advancements in AI.
Okay, this is getting a bit spooky, but I'm completely hooked.
Yeah.
It's like we're uncovering this hidden history that's been playing out right under our noses.
And Livingston takes this exploration even further, delving into the murky world of mind control experiments.
Oh, yeah.
And the CIA's MKUltra program.
Right.
Which experimented with LSD.
So we've gone from ancient mystics to secret societies to mind control. Where does this deep dive take us next?
Well, Livingston shows us how the development of cybernetics,
okay,
which focuses on communication and control systems in both living organisms and machines, played a key role in blurring the lines between humans and machines.
Ah, so cybernetics is kind of the bridge between those early experiments and the technology that's shaping the transhumanist movement today.
You got it. And it's through this lens that we can begin to understand the concept of the global brain.
Okay.
Which suggests that the internet is connecting us all into a kind of collective consciousness.
So are you saying that we're all becoming nodes in this giant network?
Yeah.
Like in some sci-fi movie?
That's the idea Livingstone explores. He even brings up thinkers like Terence McKenna.
Okay.
Who saw the internet as this kind of double-edged sword, a potential tool for achieving higher consciousness, but also a potential means of control.
It's almost as if every technological advancement comes with a hidden price.
Yeah.
So how does all of this connect to the transhumanism we see in Silicon Valley today?
Right.
With all the talk about AI, the singularity, and merging with machines?
That's where Livingston brings the conversation to the present day, showing how these transhumanist ideas have taken root in Silicon Valley, particularly through events like the Singularity Summit and the establishment of Singularity University.
So these events are like breeding grounds for transhumanist thought.
Yeah, you could say
that. So what's the main message being pushed by these organizations?
Well, Livingston points out the growing influence of figures like Ray Kurzweil and Max Moore, who envision a future where humans and technology merge.
Okay.
A future that some believe is just around the corner.
Sounds like we're standing on the precipice of a major transformation, but it's unclear whether this will be a utopia or a dystopia.
And that's the crucial question Livingstone leaves us with.
I know.
If transhumanism is driven by this desire to become godlike, what happens when we lose our humanity in the process?
That's a chilling thought. It's almost as if we're on the verge of opening Pandora's box in the age of AI.
Yeah.
But we'll have to delve deeper into that. Maybe next time.
Right.
But hey, if you're enjoying this mind-bending journey, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe to the channel for more fascinating deep dives.
Yeah, please do.
We'll be back soon to explore the potential consequences of this transhumanist ambition. So don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. You know, it's interesting how Livingstone highlights the role of Silicon Valley in shaping the transhumanist narrative.
Yeah.
He really dives into how figures like Ray Kurzweil, a prominent advocate for the singularity,
right,
have become incredibly influential in those tech circles.
I'm curious to hear more about this whole singularity concept. I have a vague understanding, but what does it really mean in practical terms?
Well, the singularity is this idea that at some point, technological progress will accelerate at such an unprecedented rate that it'll trigger a profound and irreversible shift in human civilization.
So it's like a technological tipping point.
Right.
But what does that actually look like? What happens after we cross that threshold?
That's where things get really interesting. Kurzweil, for example, believes this transformation will involve humans merging with machines, creating a new hybrid species that transcends our current biological limitations.
So we're talking like cyborgs and stuff?
Essentially, yes. He even predicts that this could happen as early as 2045.
2045, that's like right around the corner.
It is.
It's both exciting and a bit terrifying to think about what that means for humanity.
Yeah.
Will we all become super intelligent cyborgs?
That's a big question.
What happens to those who choose not to merge with machines?
Those are precisely the kinds of questions Livingstone wants us to consider.
Okay.
He argues that the ethical implications of transhumanism are just as important, if not more so, than the technological possibilities.
That makes sense. It makes you wonder if we're creating a world where only the wealthy and privileged will have access to these enhancements.
Right.
And leaving a whole segment of society behind.
Exactly.
Will we end up with a new class system, the enhanced versus the unenhanced?
You've hit upon a major concern that Livingstone addresses.
Okay.
He points out that these anxieties about genetic engineering and social stratification aren't just science fiction tropes. They're rooted in our history.
You're talking about the eugenics movement again, right?
Exactly. The idea of creating a superior race through selective breeding. And Livingstone argues that we need to learn from these past mistakes and be incredibly cautious about how we apply these powerful new technologies.
It's a stark reminder that progress isn't always linear.
Mm.
And that even the most well-intentioned ideas can be twisted to serve dangerous agendas.
Absolutely. And that brings us to another fascinating thread in the book.
Okay.
The role of the CIA in promoting psychedelic experiences.
You mean their MKUltra program?
Yes.
I find it hard to believe that the CIA would be involved in something like that.
Well, Livingstone delves deeper into the CIA's involvement, showing how they went beyond just mind control experiments.
What?
They were actually involved in distributing LSD and other psychedelics to researchers, artists, even cultural figures, often without their knowledge or consent.
That's crazy. It makes you wonder what their motives were. Were they trying to control the counterculture movement?
Livingstone doesn't offer a definitive answer, but he suggests that there might be more to this story than meets the eye.
Okay, so we've got ancient mystical traditions, secret societies, mind control experiments, and now the CIA secretly distributing LSD.
Right.
This deep dive is getting more and more intriguing with every layer we uncover.
And Livingstone doesn't stop there. He goes on to explore how popular culture, from science fiction novels to movies like The Matrix, has played a role in shaping our understanding of transhumanism.
Yeah, those movies definitely tap into our deepest fears about technology taking over and humans losing control.
Exactly. Livingstone argues that these narratives often serve as cautionary tales, warning us about the potential dangers of tampering with the very essence of what it means to be human.
It's almost as if our collective anxieties are being reflected back at us through these stories.
Yeah.
It's like we're trying to make sense of the rapid technological advancements through art and entertainment.
That's a keen observation. And Livingstone reminds us that we can't afford to ignore these cultural warnings.
Yeah.
They reflect our very real concerns about a future where technology might surpass our ability to control it.
So what does this all mean for us? We've explored all these seemingly disparate threads, ancient mysticism, secret societies, mind control experiments, popular culture. How do they all tie together?
Livingstone argues that at its core, transhumanism is driven by this deep-seated desire to become godlike, to overcome our limitations and achieve a kind of immortality.
So it's like a modern expression of the ancient human longing for transcendence, but with a technological twist.
Precisely. And that's what makes Livingstone's exploration of the mystical roots of transhumanism so relevant.
Okay.
He shows us that this desire to transcend our human limitations isn't new. It's a recurring theme throughout history.
But the difference is that now we have the technology to actually make those aspirations seem achievable.
Right. And that's where the danger lies. If we're not careful, we could end up sacrificing our humanity in the pursuit of godlike powers.
That's a sobering thought. It seems like this deep dive has uncovered a hidden history of transhumanism, one that's filled with both promise and peril.
Yeah.
But before we go further down this rabbit hole, I need a moment to process all this information.
I understand it's a lot to take in, and Livingstone doesn't offer any easy answers, but he does provide us with some important questions to consider as we navigate this uncharted territory.
So what are those questions? What should we be asking ourselves as we grapple with the implications of transhumanism and its potential impact on the future? You know, it's remarkable how Livingstone connects all these historical dots. It's like he's weaving a narrative that spans centuries.
Right.
You know, touches on everything from ancient mysticism to modern day Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
It's made me realize that transhumanism isn't just some abstract futuristic concept.
Right.
It's deeply intertwined with like the very fabric of human history and our ongoing quest for meaning and purpose.
That's precisely what makes Livingstone's book so compelling. You know, he challenges us to look beyond just the shiny veneer of technological progress and to really consider the deeper philosophical and ethical implications of this movement. You know, he forces us to ask ourselves, what does it truly mean to be human in an age where technology is so rapidly blurring the lines between our biological selves and the digital realm?
I'm starting to see transhumanism in a whole new light. It's not just about cool gadgets and futuristic inventions.
Right.
It's about grappling with, you know, fundamental questions about our identity, our purpose, our place in the universe.
And Livingston reminds us that we can't just ignore these questions or dismiss them as science fiction fantasies.
Right.
They're becoming increasingly relevant as technologies like artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, and genetic engineering continue to advance at an unprecedented rate.
Speaking of those advancements, what does Livingston say about the future of transhumanism? Like, what kind of world are we heading towards?
He doesn't offer a crystal ball, but he does highlight some key trends in emerging technologies that are shaping the trajectory of this movement.
Right.
As you mentioned, AI, nanotech, and genetic engineering are kind of at the forefront of this transformation.
Those technologies are already having a profound impact on our lives.
Yeah.
You know? Right. It's mind-boggling to think about how they might evolve in the coming decades.
Livingstone suggests that these technologies could be used to achieve some of the most ambitious goals of transhumanism.
Okay.
Like extending lifespan, enhancing cognitive abilities, and even merging our consciousness with machines.
It sounds like something straight out of a science fiction novel.
Mm.
Are we really on the verge of becoming immortal cyborgs who can upload our minds into digital realms?
It might sound far-fetched, but these possibilities are being seriously considered by scientists, futurists, and transhumanist thinkers.
Wow.
And Livingstone argues that we need to start engaging with these ideas now before they become a reality to ensure that we're using these technologies responsibly and ethically.
But how do we even begin to grapple with such complex and potentially transformative issues?
Right.
It feels like we're sailing into uncharted waters here.
Livingstone emphasizes the importance of fostering a public dialogue about these technologies and their potential impact on society.
Mm.
You know, he encourages us to ask tough questions, to challenge assumptions, and to consider the unintended consequences of our actions.
So it's not about rejecting technology altogether.
No, not at all.
It's about using it wisely and ensuring that it aligns with our values and aspirations as human beings.
Precisely. Livingstone reminds us that technology itself is not inherently good or evil. It's a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for both constructive and destructive purposes.
Right.
The responsibility ultimately lies with us, the humans who are creating and using these technologies, to decide how we want to shape the future.
It's a daunting task, but also an incredibly exciting one.
Yeah, it is.
We have the potential to create a future where technology empowers us and helps us to live more fulfilling and meaningful lives.
Right.
But we also need to be aware of the potential risks and to ensure that we don't lose sight of what makes us human in the process.
You've captured the essence of Livingstone's message.
Yeah.
You know, he challenges us to approach transhumanism with both enthusiasm and caution, to embrace the potential benefits while remaining mindful of the potential pitfalls.
This deep dive has truly expanded my understanding of transhumanism. I've come to realize that it's not just a fringe movement or a futuristic fantasy. It's a force that's shaping our world right now.
Absolutely.
And it's up to each of us to decide how we want to engage with it.
And Livingston provides us with the historical context, the critical insights, and the thought-provoking questions we need to make those decisions wisely.
Yeah.
And to shape a future that aligns with our deepest values.
This has been an incredible journey, and I'm grateful for your expertise and insights. Before we wrap up, what's the one thing you'd like our listeners to take away from this deep dive into the world of transhumanism?
If I had to distill it down to one key takeaway, it would be this: be mindful of the technologies you embrace, the potential consequences they might have, and the values that are driving your choices.
Okay.
Remember, the future isn't predetermined. It's something we create collectively through the choices we make each and every day.
So we all have a role to play in shaping the future, even if we're not scientists or tech innovators.
Absolutely. And Livingston reminds us that our voices matter. We need to be having these conversations, asking tough questions, and demanding accountability from those who are shaping the technological landscape.
This deep dive has definitely left me with a lot to ponder, and I hope our listeners are feeling the same way. Before we go, we want to leave you with a final thought, something to reflect on as you continue to explore this complex and ever-evolving world of transhumanism. Remember that quote from the Asclepius we discussed earlier? Our ancestors discovered the art of creating gods.
Yes.
Now ask yourself this. If we're on the verge of creating a new generation of gods through technology, what kind of gods do we want them to be? And perhaps even more importantly, what kind of humans do we want to become in the process?
That's a great question.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We encourage you to continue exploring, keep questioning, and dive deep into the topics that spark your curiosity.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep those minds expanding.